Hi, I'm Sandy Dover for Ball Mindframe, also known as BM of Sports, a partner of Complex Media. And today in this edition of Here CAV, we're going to talk about the Under Armour Roots of Fight Bruce Lee collection, which honors the late karate founder and creator and Hollywood superstar Bruce Lee. And we're going to get right into the collection. It's for training. It's for lifestyle. So it kind of goes between the worlds, and that honors Bruce perfectly because he was in between worlds. He did a lot of great things at all times, not just in one place or that place, but in many places. And it's an unpretentious collection, meaning that it doesn't look very shiny, unlike a lot of training collections that you see from different places, different brands, even Under Armour even. But that's what makes it unique. It's an homage to Bruce's life, and his life sadly was shortened 40 some years ago. But it looks like a collection that could have come out of the 70s or late 60s. And as far as its physical appeal, what I like about it is that it's very low tech, and that it also, like I said, is not pretentious. It looks like something that's very casual, but you can really get down in this stuff. You can really lift in it. You can run in it. If you need to go somewhere, you can go somewhere in it. If you just want to wear your clothes after work, if you want to wear these after work, it's a beautiful thing. You can wear it and feel like it kind of goes anywhere. So it has a lot of appeal to it from a lifestyle standpoint, from a casual standpoint, but also in the gym. If you want something that's comfortable, if you want something that feels good on you, then it's something that's going to work. I really do believe that it does. The great thing about this is that heathered cotton is a large element of this. And so not just from a feeling standpoint and that it breathes, which, you know, if you've been watching George Costanza and Seinfeld over the years, that's very important to him, but also from an aesthetics point of view, heather cotton is very retro, and it feels just from it looks, it feels very familiar, unlike some of the other more modern materials that you see, and particularly with Under Armour. They've been a category pioneer in materials, but this is something that actually takes you back, and that's a great thing. When I talk about technology uses heat gear and it uses cold gear, which both are meant to keep your body temperature regulated regardless of your activity. So if you're getting too hot, then you can actually be regulated with the moisture management system. If you're getting too cold, then you can be in the same collection and have your heat retained and feel just as comfortable. So that makes it appealing from a life standpoint. And again, this stuff isn't too big and it isn't too loose. It's just right. Especially if you have an athletic build, it's just right. So it's big enough, but it's not too small. And that's always appealing. Personally, this is one of the best collections you can get, not just because it's from Under Armour, but because it honors Bruce, and Under Armour doesn't get in its own way. There's not a bunch of company logos on it. There's a lot of old school iconography on it from Bruce Lee's studio, Bruce Lee's likeness, and even his name. So it's all about Bruce. And if you're a big Bruce Lee fan, like I've been, or like millions of people all across the world have been and still are, then it's something to really be interested in. If you're looking for something that you can kind of train in the gym at, or something that you just want to throw on when you're done wearing suits for the day, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and check this out, because this is a worthwhile experience. And I mean that seriously. As an apparel collection, this is an experience. It's something that you'll really appreciate for what it is. It's something that's meant for you to live in. It's not meant to just kind of bust out when you're going just to one place or doing a certain thing. It's meant to kind of just live in. And I think that's the biggest homage to Bruce Lee, because he lived his life a certain kind of way. He lived it fully, even though it was short, but he lived it fully. So this is a great, great thing.